At this particular point in time, we have a request for withdrawal of items from the consent agenda. In accordance with the consent agenda policy adopted by the board, the following resolutions received a majority vote of the committee and been placed on the consent agenda. Any director may withdraw an item from the consent agenda at their discretion, either at the board meeting or prior to the board meeting by notifying the general manager. Items withdrawn from the consent agenda become the next items discussed by the board in that order, by which they are removed from the consent agenda. At this stage of the game, we have passed three resolutions regarding the retirement policy. At any time, at this particular stage, are there any requests to withdraw an agenda, to withdraw from the agenda, any item from the consent agenda? Do I hear a request? One twice, one three times, we move on. We have received no calls to remove any items from the consent agenda, so we shall move on. The item of discussion. Impossible action on the retirement plan amendment, the TCDRS retirement plan, and ICMA employer matching plan. At this point in the voting, these items are before you. Any discussion before I call a roll call? Any comments before we call the roll? Any comments before we call the roll? At this stage, I would ask the roll call to be called regarding the items as discussed, the retirement plan amendment, the TCDRS retirement plan, and the ICMA employee matching plan.
This should need a motion, though.
Have to be read again, okay?
I move that we accept the consent agenda.
They have to be read, I'm sorry.
I need to read it.
Sorry, one more time.
Legal legals over here, they've got to read them again.
Anybody that wants to take a break?
I'm trying to scoot along myself.
Okay.
Tell me that ain't so.
Resolution number one, be it hereby resolved that the Joint Administration and Audit and Retirement Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution to accomplish the retirement system transition. Fourth Amendment to the Retirement Plan for the Employees of Brazos River Authority as restated effective September 1, 1997. Whereas effective as of September 1, 1997, the retirement plan of employees of Brazos River Authority, the plan, was restated in its entirety. Whereas by the terms of Section 8.01 of the plan may be amended by the Brazos River Authority. Whereas it's necessary to amend the plan to close the plan to new entrants, to provide for the freeze of benefit accrual service, to limit compensation, and to cease contributions to the defined contribution component of the plan. And whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority has approved the amendments of the plan set forth herein. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the plan is hereby amended effective as of July 16, 2007 as follows. 1. Section 1.05, Average Monthly Compensation, is amended by adding the following at the end thereof. Quote, provided, however, compensation for calendar years beginning on or after January 1, 2008 shall not be included in the determination of average monthly compensation. 2. Section 2.02, participant entry date, is amended by adding the following at the end thereof. Provided, however, no employee or former employee shall be allowed to enter or re-enter the plan after September 30, 2007. 3. Section 2.05, Service, E, Year of Benefit Accrual Service, is amended by providing the following at the end thereof. Provided, however, that benefit or accrual service shall not include service after September 30, 2007. 4. Section 3.02, Employer Contributions, Defined Contribution Component, is amended by adding the following at the end thereof. Provided, however, that the purposes of determining the employer contribution, participant compensation received after September 30, 2007, shall not be taken into account. 5. Section 3.03, Required Participation Contributions, Defined Contribution Component, is amended by adding the following at the end thereof. Provided, however, that for purposes of determining the required employee contribution, participant compensation received after September 30, 2007, shall not be taken into account. 6. Section 3.04, Matching Employer Contributions, Defined Contribution Component, is amended by adding the following at the end thereof. Provided, however, that for purposes of determining the matching employer contribution, participant amounts deferred after September 30, 2007 shall not be taken into account. In witness whereof, the Brazos River Authority has caused the Fourth Amendment to the Retirement Plan for Employees of the Brazos River Authority to be executed and effective by its duly authorized officers on the 16th day of July 2007. Resolution number 2, Texas County and District Retirement System Adoption Resolution. Be it hereby resolved that the Joint Administration and Audit and Retirement Committees recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution to accomplish the retirement system transition.
Just
whereas the Texas Legislature...
We need to vote each resolution separately.
Okay. Resolution number 2,
again,
Texas
we,
County
we
and District.
Each resolution, I think we should. Stick. What do you wish to do, legal counsel? Just read them through and vote them down. Okay.
Skip the first
Please
part.
Continue.
Okay. Resolution number 2, Texas County and District Retirement System Adoption Resolution. Whereas the Texas Legislature has established the Texas County and District Retirement System, hereafter called TCDRS, pursuant to Section 67 of Article 26 of the Texas Constitution, and whereas the governing statute Subtitle F, Title 8, Government Code, hereafter TCDRS Act, directs that the governing body shall determine whether the district shall participate in TCDRS so established, and whereas the district's governing board has determined that it is in the public interest that the district participate in TCDRS to more adequately provide for the retirement security of its eligible employees. Now, therefore, be it resolved that, one, election to participate. Pursuant to the provisions of the TCDRS Act, the district hereby elects to participate in and have its employees participate in the TCDRS, such participation to begin and be effective on the date approved by the TCDRS Board of Trustees. 2. Membership of employees. All persons who are employees of said district on the effective date of participation prescribed above shall become members of the TCDRS and shall be allowed credit for prior service in accordance with the provisions of the TCDRS Act and the rules and regulations of the TCDRS Board of Trustees. Each person who shall become an employee of the district subsequent to the effective date of participation who is not already a member of TCDRS shall become a member on the date of employment. 3. Adoption of plan selections. Pursuant to the provisions of the TCDRS Act, the district hereby makes the plan selections authorized by Subchapter 8 of Chapter 844 of the said TCDRS Act. Basic plan benefit eligibility, 10-year credited service requirement for vesting and service disability requirement. Effective the date of participation, the district adopts the 10-year/age 60. Have the right to retire and receive a service retirement annuity after attaining age 60, unless the optional 8-year/age 60 retirement eligibility described under Section 844.210 is adopted in this resolution. Refer to Section 4 of this resolution. B. Any TCDRS member who is a vested member may terminate employment with all participating employers prior to attaining age 60 and remain eligible to retire and receive a service retirement annuity after attaining age 60, provided his or her membership is not terminated other than by retirement. C. Any TCDRS member who is a vested member under Section 844.207D may retire and receive a disability retirement annuity if he or she is certified as disabled in accordance with Section 844.303B2. Any TCDRS member who is a vested member under Section 844.207D or who is described in Section 844.207E shall have the right to retire and receive a service retirement annuity when the member's years of credited service added to his or her attained age equals or exceeds the sum of 80, unless the optional rule 75 retirement eligibility described under Section 844.211 is adopted in this resolution. Refer to Section 4 of the resolution. B. Survivor annuity death benefit, 4-year credited service requirement for survivor annuity death benefit. By adopting this resolution, the provisions of Section 844.407, survivor annuity death benefit, shall apply to the district. Any TCDRS member who has 4 or more years of service credit with the district and other employers that are subject to Section 844.407A1 is an eligible member for purposes of the survivor annuity death benefit provided under Section 844.407C. Employee deposit rate. For each payroll period from and after the effective date of participation, member deposits of each eligible district employee shall be made to TCDRS at a rate of 6% of compensation, and such deposits shall be certified by the employer correspondent and transmitted to TCDRS for deposit to the individual employee account. D. Current service credit percentage. For service performed for the district on and after the effective date of participation, each member shall receive multiple matching credit, which when added to the rate used to determine the current service credit allowable under Section 843.403 will total 200% of the member's deposits. E. Prior service credit percentage. Allocated special prior service credits granted to any member of the district shall be computed at 0% of the maximum special prior service credit for each member affected. 4. Selection of adoption of optional credits and benefits. Pursuant to Section 844.704 of the TCDRS Act, the district adopts the following additional rights, credits, and benefits effective on the date of participation. The presiding officer of the governing board must sign in the space preceding each option selection. Please note there is an X in the selection box with this option. Optional 8-year age 60 retirement eligibility under Section 844.210, 8-year service eligibility requirement for vesting, service and disability retirement. Please note there is no X in the selection box for this option. Optional rule of 75 retirement eligibility under Section 844.211, a member shall have the right to retire and receive a service retirement annuity when the years of such credited service added to his or her years of attained age equals or exceeds 75. Please note there is no X in the selection box for this option. Optional 20-year any age retirement eligibility under Section 844.212. A member shall have the right to retire and receive a service retirement annuity when the years of such credited service equal or exceeds 20. Please note there is an X in selection box for the next option. Credited service for qualified military service under Section 843.601C. Military service typically performed prior to becoming an employee of the district. An eligible member is one who has service equaling at least the minimum period required to retire at age 60 with the district. Please note there is no X in selection for the following option. Partial lump sum distribution on service retirement under Section 844.009, the option of partial lump sum distribution, PLSD, at retirement allows your current members who are eligible for service retirement to receive a portion of their retirement benefit in the form of a partial lump sum distribution that cannot exceed 100% of their account balance. This distribution is made in addition to a lifetime monthly annuity under one of the TCDRS retirement options. 5. Employer contribution rate. The district hereby undertakes to make monthly normal contributions and prior service contributions to the system at an employer contribution rate that equals or exceeds the total calculated employer contribution rate, i.e., the calculated employer contribution rate plus the rates for any optional rights, benefits, and credits elected in Section 4, determined from year to year by the actuary of the system and approved by the Board of Trustees of the system as provided by Subchapter H of Chapter 844 of the TCDRS Act. Such rates, excluding those for picked-up contributions under Section 845.403I of the TCDRS Act, and those, if any, to the Supplemental Death Benefits Fund under Section 845.406, not to exceed the statutory maximum, currently 11%, prescribed by Section 844.703C of said act, unless the district's governing board elects to waive the statutory limit. Any waiver of the statutory maximum rate made in accordance with Section 844.703C shall remain in effect until January 1 of the following year, the year in which the waiver is repealed by the district's governing board. An employer contribution rate adopted by the district's governing board that exceeds the total calculated employer contribution rate shall remain in effect for each subsequent year until rescinded by the district's governing board. Effective the date of participation, the district shall make employer contributions to the system at the employer contribution rate of 8.09% for the first two plan years of participation. Resolution number 3, resolution authorizing the adoption agreement to transfer administration of future employer contributions from Wells Fargo to ICMA for the deferred compensation plan. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to execute the ICMA Retirement Corporation Governmental Money Purchase Plan and Trust Adoption Agreement.
You have heard the resolutions. Is there any discussion before I call for a roll call? Hearing none, please read the roll. Get a motion. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of my. I have a motion to adopt by Director Ellison and a second by Director Zaccanino. Mm-hmm. All right, please call the roll.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Carrada?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you.